time you've given us to come together for this service and for every opportunity that we have to serve Thee. Pray, Father, that everyone present tonight will have an open and receptive heart to the service and will all benefit from it. Be with us now, Father, in this service unto Thee. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. My brother Wayne Newton is going to be our first song leader. He'll sing a song, then we'll have prayer. Tommy Milligan will come and lead us in two songs, and we'll have another prayer. Then Brother Nick Norman will come and lead us in a couple of songs, then we'll have another prayer. Thank you.
God, our kind and loving Heavenly Father, we thank You for this assembly, for this evening's worship scheduled to sing these songs of praise to You and Your Son. We thank You for all that You continue to do for us, especially the things that we do not realize, which are many. We thank You for being with this congregation overall to get through this year with and this dreaded COVID plague that's hit us. We know that You're helping each and every one of us to get through. We pray that next year, 2022, will be a much better year for all here and in our country and worldwide, as we know this COVID thing is actually affecting people in every place on the earth. We ask You to continue to help us get through this mentally, spiritually. May we all continue to be strong in the face of sickness and sometimes even death. We know You're in charge. Things will work out for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Bless us as we continue this service this evening. May we always keep You in mind in everything that we do and say. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
have your worldly pleasures, your silver ring, your soul. Not all the riches that this old world can hold, but a treasure that my Savior has taken from this earth. For I'll be ready to begin this glory land. I want to be ready to be in my mind. I want to be ready to be him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessings. Oh, I want to be ready to be him in the glory land. You can talk about your riches, your diamonds, and your pearls. You can gain the wealth for ages on this and on the world. But the Savior is more precious, with him I'll take my hand. So I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessing. I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. There is one thing I can boast of, salvation from the Lord. I'm there to dwell in glory, my Father wants it all. That is why I shall be happy and go and be come. I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and to his blessed. I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessing. Oh, I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land.
And try to sing on the fourth one. Thank you.
Shall we pray? Kind Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank you for this day and thank you for this gathering, Heavenly Father, that we have tonight and those who have tuned in on our conference call as we come together to sing praises unto thy name. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy and for allowing us to see this the last Wednesday of this year. Thank you, Lord, for just watching, has watched over us. And Lord, we know that it's through your grace and your mercy that we'll be allowed to see 2022. Thank you, Lord, for just the ups and the downs in our lives, and help us to always stay focused upon you. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who came in this unfriendly world. He suffered, bled, and died on the cross, that through his death and suffering, we might all have a right back to the tree of life. Help us, Lord, to always set our affections on things above and not on things of this world, realizing we brought nothing into this world and we carry nothing out. Lord, just continue to be with the leaders of this world. Continue to be with this world, Heavenly Father, that they focus upon you, and Lord, that they give their lives to you, Heavenly Father, and realize that you are in control of this universe. Thank you again, Lord, for all you have done and continue to do each and every day. Forgive us of those sins that we may have committed through thought, word, or deed, knowingly or unknowingly. Help us, Lord, to be the example that we need to be, that realizing that one day that we're all going to have to stand before you and give an account of the things that we have done, whether good or bad. And Lord, when that day comes, when we stand before you, may we hear you say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, thou have been faithful over a few things. Come and I make you rule over many." These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
And the Lord will be Before I have a word of prayer, I know I don't have the invitation tonight, but I just want to encourage everybody to sometime when you download it up here, and I would just consider myself, look at Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 14, and notice something in there. You've always known it, but when you advance to a certain age, then that you become more, more important to you. So you have the physical aspect and also the spiritual. And when you get to verse 7, you're going to find that different, he's going to be using figurative language, and he's going to be using certain things in your body, about your body, how they began to deteriorate. Now, I know he's using that language. Now, one thing he mentioned that you're going to see in there, he said your windows. What do you think that means? That's your eye. Your grinders, that's your teeth. And then when you get to that 7th verse, he's going to tell you what's going to happen to you. Then the body goes back to the dust. Spirit goes back to God. But download that and read that, because, see, when you get to a certain age, you're going to see how meaningful that is. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we indeed thankful unto you for the opportunity that we have to come together at this time at the midweek service approaching the end of the year. And we just want to give you thanks for all the things that we have had the opportunity to do this year, and also for the opportunity that those that are here, we have had the opportunity to still be here and your blessing to still be upon us. But we want to be mindful at this time of those that have gone on before us this year, several of them, and members of their church, and some were not members of the church. And just recently we heard about Brother Tommy Sim, he passing on, what used to be here among us, leading us in singing. And may your blessing be upon him and his family member, and may they be comforted in a time of need. And Father, may, as we continue this singing service, may your blessing be with each one of us, and continue to bless us. And and as we look forward to entering into the new year, and may your blessing be with us also, and give us the opportunity to be able to do so, or whatever. We want to always be a matter of fact. Let your will be done, things be done according to your will. And the one that among us, Brother Skippy's, family, will be traveling, may your blessing be with them and give them a safe and sound journey back to their home. Yes, we do pray in Jesus' name, and amen.
Tempted and tried, with what made you wonder why it could be all day long. But there are those living upon the never
Amen. No
Lord God, in the sky, the Lord King is in the eye. All is he forevermore. Amen. Behold his glory. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who stands behind his grave. When he stands behind the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more heartache over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who stands behind his grave. When he stands behind the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who stands behind his grave. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be.
One, two, four.
Very inspiring songs tonight. I know I appreciate them before I get up here because they will lift you up. There's no doubt about it. Tonight's invitation lesson is called Just Over the Horizon. As this year ends, and a new one is just over the horizon, it's a good time for us to reflect on everything that's gone by this year, the good and the bad. And we thank God for the blessing of knowing that He's been with us and He'll continue to be with us, even in times of trouble. We do not need to despair because God is with us and He'll continue to be with us. We've lost brothers. We've lost sisters. We've lost friends and neighbors. All because this pandemic rages upon us. And we've lost countless people throughout the world because of the plague of hatred that seems to consume us and keeps us from discussing the problems that we have in a way that will please God. We know that these plagues come upon us from time to time, but we also know they do not last forever. So let's pray for strength so that our faith can carry us through. If we do, we'll persevere. And we'll enjoy the bright days ahead. We'll only be patient and diligent and look after one another. Let's recall the words of Hebrews 13 and 16. Do not forget to do good and to share. We know because of this pandemic, many of our people have nothing to share. So I call upon you, if you know a brother or sister or a neighbor who needs help, see what you can do to help them out. The Lord would approve. It's the right thing to do. Another thing we need to do is look about us on Wednesday night and Sunday morning and see who's here. We have some who are unable to attend, and there's some probably who should never be here because of their chronic health conditions and because of their age.
We know who those people are, and they know who they are. Well, let's never use sickness as an excuse when it's not real. Because we're lying to God when we do that, and lying to the Holy Spirit. And we know that's a damning thing to happen to us. Let's think of others. Let's call those who were down and out. Let's call those who were sick. Let them all know that they're not forgotten. A phone call really lifts a person's spirits up. Think about this. The spirit of a man will sustain him when he's sick. But who can bear a broken spirit? Proverbs 18:14. Let's never let people be so neglected that they think that we care little about them and break their spirit. Let's not be a party to breaking spirits. If the Lord wills, we'll be able to return to normal services before too long. And it's essential that we survive until that time, so we can congregate and fraternize, do the things that Christians should be doing. You know, bad things happen to all people, even Christians. I recall in Luke chapter 13 and verse 4, Christ had to remind his followers of that. Speaking of the 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed him. Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? They weren't. When accidents happen, good people die, bad people die. When wars break out, the innocent are collateral damage. Just as the soldiers are the targets. So let's dwell upon these things. Let's lift people up. Let's help them out. And let's perceive that God is no respecter of persons. He's not going to put a shield around us because we're Christians and tell us it's okay to go out and endanger ourselves and our families and our flock. And then say, Lord, why did you strike me down? And then some other member can say, because your faith is weak, you died. That's what you call testing God. Read the temptation of Christ. Let's not act like Satan. Let's step one another out. And let's follow the path that Christ and God would have us to follow. Now, the leadership thanks all of you for following the guidelines that we set in place many, many months ago. We did these to protect all of us from COVID-19. And when it's safe to do so, these restrictions will be removed. We eased some of them a few months ago so that we could restore Wednesday evening services. So now we're able to enjoy Wednesday night Bible study. And a few weeks ago, the song leaders began to sing more verses. But you know, health trends go in two directions. They don't always stay on a flat line or show improvement. Sometimes they go the other way. So let's stay safe so that we can return to normal early rather than later. You know, the time that we've been given is very valuable, and it's very short. Look at the days and the months to come and count them as blessings. You know, there may be cold and snowy and even dreary days that lay ahead, but they are God's gifts to us. Well, they give us a chance to slow down, review our lives, and prepare for the future. I can recall when I was a child and lived with my grandparents on a farm. I remember the winter time with great joy. because that's the time we got to spend together around the potbelly stove and tell stories, listen to radio, to read, to learn. My grandfather had time to repair the barbed wire fences, take care of land that was washed out, plant his crops for next year. And we had a chance to learn about our family's history. Now I look back upon these and I think how precious those days were and wonder why we always get sad when you see this time of the year come upon us. It's a blessing, a great blessing. And the Lord knew what He was doing when He gave it to us. We need to prepare for the future. Let's look. The seasons come and the seasons go. The leaves of summer have fallen, and snow is sure to come. But soon these winter grays that we see will give way to the green of spring. And we'll have another period of life to be happy again, even though it's different. And some of us think it's the best time of the year. But it's good. All times of the year are good. So let's look back upon this year. Let's recall everything that's transpired. But don't let the bad news and the sad news drag you down. Because when you balance all that has passed with what good is to come, make the year to come a time to fulfill the promise that God placed within you so that you can become the person that God would have you to be. And that begins with becoming a follower of Christ. So if you're not a follower of Christ, make that big step today. If you've heard the word and you believe it, then it's time to change your ways or repent and to confess that Christ is the Son of God and to be buried with Him in the water of baptism, have that sin washed away, that you may be a new creature unto God. And if, as you look at yourself in the future and you look at what lies ahead for you, as a Christian, you know which way you want to go. You want to tilt that balance towards God. And you can't do that if you burden yourself with sin. So tonight you have a chance, no matter what your predicament and what has happened to you this year, need not carry it over through this time and into the next year. So if you would, you have an opportunity to come forward and to respond to this invitation as we stand and sing a song of invitation.
Over that grand
Thank you.